after the Zohar Salah, we had discussed the first branch of Deen, which was pertaining to Aqaid. InshaAllah, now we'll discuss the second branch, which pertains to Ibadah. After correcting one's beliefs, one has to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which becomes manifest in the following acts of worship. These must be performed on its appropriate times with all its rules to obtain maximum benefit.
The first is Salah. The most important aspect in a Muslim's life is his Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first action to be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be Salah. If Salah is found to be proper, other acts will pass as proper. If Salah is found to be spoiled, then all other acts will fail. Tabarani. Salah is the key to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Iqamat al-Salah in the Quran Sharif, which means perfecting one's Salah. This means that one should be vigilant with regards to his Salah and all the necessary acts related to Salah. One should ensure that one is aware of the necessary masail relating to Salah. Tajweed is correct. Salah is performed at the right time. Salah is performed in Jamaat, in congregation for men. And there is outward tranquility and inward concentration when performing Salah. A person should continuously strive to better his Salah. Number two, Zakah. A Muslim must pay 2.5% zakah on his wealth yearly, which will be given to the needy. Like salah, zakah is a fundamental of Islam. Numerous Quranic verses command the paying of zakah, while warning of dire punishment for refraining from paying zakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who pays zakah on his wealth has purified his wealth." From narrations we learn that zakah is compulsory yearly. Failure to pay zakah results in calamity and misfortune settling over one. Besides zakah, there are other rights of wealth, such as fulfilling the rights of family members, looking after masajid, madrasas, and other religious causes, assisting people in dire straits, etc. And some of the rights on a person's wealth. Number three, fasting. This refers to abstaining from eating, drinking, and fulfilling one's sexual desires from dawn till sunset during the entire month of Ramadan. Weakness in one's iman and love for Allah is strengthened by fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every person has a zakah to pay, and the zakah of the body is fasting. Just as zakah purifies one's wealth, fasting purifies one's body, both spiritually and physically. Number four, Hajj. Once in a lifetime, a person must perform Hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he has the means and the ability to do so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs the Hajj without committing any obscenity and immorality comes out of sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever passes away and he has not performed Hajj, let him die if he wishes as a Jew or as a Christian. May Allah ta'ala save us. To perform Umrah once in a lifetime is sunnah-e-mu'akkada. This is according to the Hanafi madhab. And to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is a great act of worship and a means of great blessings and benefits. Number five, Qurbani. Qurbani or sacrificing animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha is obligatory on those whom Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory. It is such a great act of worship that even if it is not obligatory, one should try to render it. Number six, Tilawa. Daily a person should endeavor to recite Quran Sharif. A bare minimum of 2 khatam should be made yearly. A non-hafiz should complete a khatam every month, and a hafiz should complete a khatam every 10 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most virtuous act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Number seven, Zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala states, make the zikr of Allah in great abundance so that you may be successful. Every Muslim must take out time daily to engage in Zikrullah. This will create life in a person's actions and save him from many evils and problems. Number eight, following the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala states, whatever the messenger gives you, accept it, and whatever he prohibits you from, abstain. In every action, a Muslim must endeavor to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether in acts of worship or habits. The closer we bring ourselves to his beloved lifestyle, the more successful we will be in this world and the hereafter. Number nine, calling towards righteousness and prohibiting evil. Allah Ta'ala states, let there be amongst you a group which calls towards virtue, commands good, and prevents evil. They are the successful ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when people become involved in sin, and amongst them are such people who are able to stop them, but do not do so, then very soon Allah ta'ala will send a general punishment over all of them. Abu Dawood. It is the duty of every Muslim, subject to Shari'i rules, to command righteousness and prevent evil. An important note, before engaging in abundant nafil optional acts, the qaza of all past salahs, fast, zakah, qurbani, etc. must be fulfilled. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, now we'll have a program. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat Sahib. Maulana will bless us, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز وقال تعالى أيضا ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين أو كما قال لي الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا لرؤقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيب نلقاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, firstly, as a practice of my very honorable illustrious Ustad, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazil Ali, who is in our midst, Hazrat says that before every majlis, before every talk, let us first make muzakara and discuss one of the sunnats of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this intention that the greatness, the importance, the necessity of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam once again can penetrate my heart, your heart, and the heart of the entire ummah. And this is in reality what is called islah. Islah is to correct ourselves. When a person realizes that I'm on the wrong road, and an intelligent person is that person that will correct himself, come onto the right road. Then that person, even if he went further away from his destination, then the moment he come on his right road, he'll be in comfort zone, he'll be at ease. And the more he carries on the wrong road, and he can be speeding, the more he'll become uneasy and restless. And for example, this happened in the time of a very great pious Shaykh Hakimul Ummat, Maulana Shafari Tadwi Rahmatullahi, very great Shaykh of his time. One day he was traveling in the train in India, so he sat next to a person, and then he started talking. So he asked that person, where are you going? That person explained, I'm going to the certain city in India. Then Hazrat told him, but this train is going in the opposite direction. It's not going in that direction. Now he realized he didn't see which train he jumped in. and he jumped into the wrong train. And now he's panicking, he's worried. And the train, already he must have been an hour or whatever in the train. And he's going in the opposite direction. Then Hazrat carried on talking to him. Then he said in Urdu that, Hazrat, you are still talking to me, but my heart is restless now. That you told me I'm in the wrong direction. Now I'm worried, I'm in the wrong direction. So Hazrat consoled him, and this is the benefit of sitting in the company of the pious servants of Allah. How easy they will guide us. Otherwise shaitan is too shrewd. He's a cunning person. He makes deen look very hard in front of us. That deen and me to follow deen, very hard. But deen is the easiest. Ad-deenu yusrun. Who greater than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could tell us how easy deen is. Deen is extremely easy. And for dunya, we work very hard just to earn some pittance. For example, a person works whole day, 24/7, in his supermarket, and is trying to become a millionaire, or whatever. Or a person wants to plant a tree in this world. It's such a big job. Whereas, if a person just reads one time, Subhanallah, a tree is planted for us in Jannah. And such a tree that grows so high, that if an Arabian horse have to ride at a very, very fast speed, for 500 years he won't cover the shade of the tree. So what trees Allah plants for us? And so isn't that simple? Just in a second you planted your tree in Jannah. Now we all planted 100 trees if we read the tasbih what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. 100 trees. In 2 minutes, who can plant 100? You can't plant one tree in 2 minutes. In 2 hours, you can. And then that tree is already growing. The tree of Jannah, of this world, it's a big job. We don't have time to go into that long story, that how, what a big job it is to plant one tree. But we all know, and to look after that tree. So, similarly, a person goes to his work every day, that I want to become a lani. But he's working so hard, he's stressing, he's sweating, he has to look after all his, if he makes whatever capital he makes every day, he has to look after that money, all that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that whether you're trading in the bazaar, whether you're just walking past the bazaar, whether you're in the bazaar, that just recite the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet. Just add these two words, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadil khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. It didn't take me even a few seconds. And if you read this dua in the bazaar, 1 million rewards are in your account already. And that account of akhirat, not the account of this world. That the banks, they say they be keeping your money, but they are bankrupt themselves. The bank of Allah just increases all the time. And not what haram interest, Allahu Akbar. What such increments, it increases. And as you increase your connection with Allah, Allah increases your rewards which you deposited when you didn't have connection with Allah. That is how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only 1 million rewards Allah gives, Allah forgives 1 million of our sins. Allahu Akbar. So deen is so easy, but shaitan puts a veil and makes it seem difficult. So anyway, when he said this person who was in the train, now he was worried, he's going in the wrong direction. So he told Hazrat that you still talking to me and my mind is uneasy, that I'm in the wrong train, I'm in the wrong direction. So Hazrat told him, no my friend, don't worry. When the train stops at the next major station, at the next station, then you jump off and go on to the opposite platform. The train that is going in your direction where you have to go, you jump in that train, then you'll be on your road to your actual destination. Then he felt a bit at ease, the train stopped, he got off, he went into the right train. So Hazrat then explained that even if he's 200 kilometers further away from his distance, but the moment he went into the right train, now he's feeling at ease, that hey, now I'm in the right train, now I'm on the right road. But if a person wants to be over intelligent, like today, with all this technology, and as Hazrat explained so beautifully last night, that even with our iman, we shouldn't be like those small fish, that we want to experiment where we're not supposed to be experimenting. The easiest way, and many people have this allergy, They say, why these Maulanas and some people, they give a bayan, they say, my sheikh said, my sheikh said, my sheikh. Who else do we learn from? This is the system from Allah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their sheikh, and all our, the sheikh of the whole ummah. But directly, the sheikh of Sahaba was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to say, they said, I heard from my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We heard from our beloved friend, we heard from our sheikh Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the best road and the easiest road is the road of the elders, those who have seen the path already. So if you learn from them, don't take the credit yourself. If you give the credit to your elders, Allah will give you respect. But if you want to take the credit yourself, very soon you'll come to the crossroad, you don't know which side to go, which side to turn. Like our sheikh gives a beautiful example that a person, there were three people at the crossroads. There was a four-way stop. Now there were three people on the side of the road and this man came. Now he doesn't know which way to turn, left or right. And from that three people, one was awake, one was sleeping, and the other one was just standing one side. So who must he ask? The person that's awake or the person that's sleeping? We all say he has to ask the person that's awake, but the person that's awake also doesn't know the road. So he doesn't know which way to turn. So the easiest way is the person who passed through there, your elders, ask them, that person who was standing one side, the elderly person, he knew the road. Ask him, he will teach us the road. So exactly the same thing like today, youngsters want to know which direction, what career to take. Take career of our pious elders. Let's sit in their company, listen to them. So we shouldn't become, so on our own we want to be intelligent. And because we're just using some gadgets today, with how shaitan has fooled us, Hazrat says with all this digital today, that everybody's got some gadget in his hand. It's a tablet, whatever you call it. But digital actually means Dajjal Satal. We're talking the language of Dajjal. And we think we're going ahead. But we are going, spinning our mind in the wrong direction. And the example of this also, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says also in India, Pakistan, there's long journeys to travel. So when a person is going for a long journey, 18 hours, 24 hours, he likes the top seat so he can sleep nicely. So one such person, he jumped in the train also. Also not seeing which platform he is on. He just jumped on the train and he got his seat on top and he started sleeping. And there it's common that a person after every 3-4 hours, his eyes wake up half groggy, he says, Are bhaiya, konsa station, konsa time, oh my friend, what's the station, what's the time? So he asked the person at the bottom, what station? So the person told him he was going to Delhi, this train is going to Bombay. So the person told him some station, he's thinking, but I'm going to Delhi. The station, he's telling me, is going towards Bombay. And then he asked him the time, he saw already 3-4 hours we traveled. Instead of checking properly, he thought, oh, that man doesn't know what he's talking. Maybe he's made a mistake. So he carried on sleeping. Again, after 2-3 hours, same question. Are bhaiya, what station it is? What's the time? Again, the person told him, he saw, oh, I'm gone. The station is coming closer to Bombay. I'm going Delhi. What's happening? Again, instead of realizing and checking properly, he fell off to sleep again. And today that is my condition. I'm giving my own sabak, I'm giving my own lesson, revising it a bit loud. If we all listen, inshallah, and take a lesson, alhamdulillah. So instead of me checking that, am I doing the right thing, I'll say, no, that man, he's an old man, he doesn't know what he's talking. He's now old. My father, he's on love in this time, he's now old this time, he doesn't know what's happening. So he carried on sleeping. When he came again after a while, he woke up, he said, what station, what time? Now this person told him the station is very close to Bombay and he is going to Delhi. Now he realized, instead of realizing and checking himself and correcting himself, he thought he is very intelligent. And he said that science today has progressed to such an extent with all this technology that the top half of this train is going to Delhi and the bottom half is going to Bombay. So there's no such a thing like that. So we mustn't think that, no, I'm a Muslim, I'm going to Jannah, I got my ticket to Jannah. But if we're sitting in the wrong train, today we're sitting in the train of fashion, the lifestyle of the enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the enemies of Allah, we're sitting in their train and we're dreaming we're going to go to Jannah. It doesn't work like that. And we are very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has kept the system till the day of Qiyamah. That Allah said, be with the pious, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with my true servants. You will see them, you will think of Allah. You will see them, you will think of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in their lifestyle. And when they tell you that you are on the wrong track, then immediately listen. Make shukr to Allah and listen and make tawbah and come onto the right track. How do we have to come onto the right platform? By making istighfar, making tawbah, that, oh Allah, please forgive me. How could I get caught up in this fashion of this world? And the best lifestyle is the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we are all caught up, directly or indirectly. Even a person, we might think myself, I'm an alim, I'm a da'i, I'm a sufi, whatever. But if we check our lifestyle at home, then so many things are not according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person might eat one meal at home on the floor, which is a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You went in Jamaat, you learned to eat on the floor, you went in the Khanka, whatever. But now your breakfast, you still want to eat it on a breakfast table. But every meal we have to bring the love of every sunnah in our heart. And for this we have to be craving that, oh Allah, give me the love of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the greatness of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the love of every sunnah, the greatness of every sunnah. Then learn how to practice sunnah from our elders according to our time, according to our areas. Because although we must desire, I wish I can practice on every sunnah. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they lived in the desert area. So sometimes in the city area, it's not practical to practice on the sunnah according to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. That is why we have to make islah. We have to correct our lives with a guide. Don't try and correct your life on your own. Otherwise you can go astray. The simple example of this is that our Hazrat explained, our great Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, once a person came to visit him, and mashallah, sunnah dress, he had amama, he had a kurta, everything, and he had a walking stick with a sharp point at the bottom, like a nail. So, and that was what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba Ram used to use at that time, because at night they had to walk through the gullies, the alleys, and maybe some insects, etc. can harm them. So they used to use that type of walking stick. So when our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi asked him, that, why are you using this walking stick? He says, Hazrat, this is sunnah. He said, how you came? He came from a far place. He said, I came with bus and I had to go through a train also. He said, and you got this kind of walking stick? He said, yeah, this is the sunnah. Hazrat says, it's not the sunnah of this time. How many people can get hurt on their toes with your nail, etc.? With that nail of your walking stick. How many people you can injure? To practice on sunnah is a very great thing in the eyes of Allah. But above sunnah is haram. Al-izaw Muslim haram. To hurt somebody, to cause harm to somebody is haram. And you think you're practicing on a sunnah. So this person, instead of taking a lesson, he took objection. He says, that's why I don't like to come to you people. You think you're pious, but you don't even practice sunnah. So our great Shaykh and the pious elders, they teach us. If we don't take a lesson and we act too clever, they leave us. And Hazrat just said one statement, Ye aadmi khatra mein hai. This man is in danger. And Hazrat son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, very great pious servant of Allah also, he was also standing there. Then this man, he went away, he was quite upset. He went away, he says, you people say you're pious, but you don't practice on sunnah. So very, very important also, not to object upon anybody. Especially the pious servants of Allah. Never ever object on the pious servants of Allah. And what they teach us, remember in their days, benefit. Where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala's attitude was, Sami'na wa ata'na. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we heard, immediately we make action, we will practice. Although, for example, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying something, you can't practice it now. But you made the intention, now I will practice, already you get reward. So immediately we sit in any program, make niyat, inshallah. Let me understand the bayan properly and give me tawfiq to practice on this bayan. And make it part of my life already. That is islah. Already you're correcting your life. Now, just ask Allah Ta'ala all the time, as we will just explain briefly the ayah just now. So, Hazrat said, this army is in khatra, he's in danger. So then he went away. He was upset, he went away. After 1 year, he came back like a gentleman. Suit and tie, and an Englishman's cap also. So he came to visit Hazrat again. Mawlana Mazhar immediately made this man out. This was that man who came last year or year before with a sunnat, even a walking stick, everything. So he came to visit Hazrat. Hazrat met him. And these are the pious servants of Allah. They won't object to our outward also. They all the time worried, how can every person get connected to Allah? And that is the easiest way to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make our islah the easiest way. Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsa rahmatullahi, a very great pious personality, he says the easiest way to bring your children into deen, etc. It's hard to tell them that don't wear fashionable clothing, don't watch movies, don't all, they'll fight with us. Easy, just encourage them, take them in the company of the pious servants of Allah. Even if they're small, even if they're young, but actually, when they start getting matured, then make sure you go with them in the company of the pious persons. Just take them, no matter whatever punky hairstyle they got, all flesh, don't. Let them just sit in the company of the pious servants of Allah. Allah's rahmat is descending. And very soon, it will come on their heart or in their heart on their own, that I also want to dress like that. Because they will feel, you'll feel the magnet in the company of a pious man, that this man, he must be enjoying his life. He is living a nice life. So automatically you'll want to become like that person. So this man, he came like that, gentleman, everything. So Mawlana Mazhar Sahib asked Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi, that you recognize this man. He says, no, I don't know. He says, it's the same man who made an objection last time. That he said, no, we don't follow sunnah. So let us love every sunnat. Let us make an effort to try and learn every sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But learn to practice the sunnat from our elders of our time. And to learn the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely easy again. So many today, you don't have to look into the big, big hadith kitabs. You don't have to go onto Mr. Google and get lost in the web. No, our ulama have printed small, small, beautiful kitabs on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day sit with the whole family, read one sunnat every day. With the intention that you want the love of the sunnat, you want to learn the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatness of sunnat must go into our heart. I want to practice upon it and I want to spread it throughout the world. Then see, in a short time, sunnat, Allahu Akbar, and every good deed is such a magnet that it will pull all the goodness in your life. And this is why our ulama explained today, they discuss one of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because like our Shaykh explained, that science will tell you there's a vacuum, empty space. But no, according to Allah's system, there's no vacuum. According to Allah's system, every place has got something filled in there. For example, now the lights are on, mashallah, we can see everybody nicely. If it gets dark and the lights go away, what's going to fill? When light is gone, darkness is going to come. So exactly the same. When the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started leaving the houses of the ummah, then the darkness started with faulty TV. Then now today all this tablets and internet and all these things, now there's just darkness in our homes. Even we're performing namaz, but there's no sunnah in our lives. Even our namaz today, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that the time will come, the masjid will be full, but there'll be hardly one person who's got concentration in his namaz. Because, and to get concentration, it starts from the outside, that you have to correct your postures of namaz. Today we're not even correcting our postures of namaz. We're not even lifting our hands properly and saying, Allahu Akbar, it must face the Qibla, keep it in line with your ears. And Allahu Akbar, your body should be facing the Qibla, your heart should be facing the Qibla of Allah, the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this where you will learn. This you won't learn on the internet. This you won't learn anywhere. This Sahaba learned in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how your Islam will be made with sohbat, with company. With outcome in accord. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so many years ago, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi. That a person will be on the deen, on the path. Deen doesn't just mean religion. Deen means your way of life. So you will follow the way of life of the person that you have as a bosom friend, as a friend. If you keep friends with non-Muslims in the school, wherever, in your workplace, whatever, you see you incline to that lifestyle also. You also want to go to the gym now. And today even men want to go to beauty parlors. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, forget the body beauty parlor. Beauty is skin deep. Real beauty is in the heart. Come to the Ruhani, the spiritual beauty parlor. And that is the pious servants of Allah. The more your heart gets connected to Allah and it gets beautified, automatically nur will come in the heart. Today scientists have come to realize and come to prove that if women also want their beauty, they don't have to take any cosmetics or anything. The more sajdas they make, the more their face will shine. Because when a person goes into sajda, the heart has to pump body into the whole body. And the face is on the above the heart. The face is the brain. And the more blood goes into any part of the body, that part gets more strength. And if your face is in sajda, it's down. Now the heart is on top. Now blood can pump with full force into your face, into your brains. Your brains become strong. Your face beauty all becomes strong. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha on one occasion came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you tell all the men that if they practice on your sunnah, they obey Allah's commands, then they control their gazes. One man will get 70 whores, beautiful women of Jannah, damsels. That one woman, if just her scarf, the edge of her scarf has to just tangle in this world, the sun will get dumb. Just it's so wow, how beautiful is her face. So if one man is going to get so many women of whores of Jannah, then we women, what we going to do there?" Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that could you ever hear a more intelligent question from a woman? Allahu Akbar. Who Allah Ta'ala has said, naqisatul aql, that their intelligence are little deficient. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an Kareem, through the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, science are proving it now. When they see how the brain, Allah Ta'ala has wired the brain, you see the wires of the woman's brain also, it's half. Allahu Akbar. And yet, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that even those women who maybe we say their brains are deficient, but they surpass men as far as getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we mustn't think, oh, we got full brains, but we doing that. So we'll get double punishment from Allah. That you got, Allah gave you full brains and you're acting worse than a woman. And you're going on to the wrong side. So she said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these men, that they will get 70 whores, and what will we get? Allahu Akbar. And as my Shaykh said, in the form of a khatib, a person who's giving a lecture, that men like myself, forget, we can't even look at our woman at home. Salma radiallahu said, so to say, that these men, they don't admire us at home. They're admiring all the street women. So where are they going to look at us when they got 70 whores in Jannah? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what an intelligent question from a woman. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled and said, you people will be the queen of all those whores. And the queen is always most beautiful. That all those whores will be so beautiful, but they will be like maids. They will be working around it. The queen will be so beautiful. Then again, look at Sahaba. They didn't take it on face value, just got happy, we'll be the queens. She asked, Bima Ya Rasulullah, on what account? How come? From this we learn. We have to learn how to become that. It's not just that Allah Ta'ala has given so many glad tidings, it's just going to fall from the skies. لَرْتَلْ وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Whoever makes a little effort in our part, لَنَحْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, we won't open one road for you, that all of you want to go out from one door, we'll open roads, many roads. And that is why never ever say, this is the only way to reach Allah. This is the only work to reach Allah. No, Allah has kept many ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are easy ways, like the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the company of the pious servants of Allah, good friends, etc. So she asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bima Ya Rasulullah, on what account? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the woman, the wours of Jannat, they didn't have to make khidmat of their husbands and take all their nakhra, and like our Shaykh says, those husbands, they got too much vibes. You tell your wife today, I want my tea hot and what supper. Tomorrow she thinks, my husband, he likes his tea with supper. And she brings a cup of tea. You tell her, who said you must make the tea now? So poor woman, she doesn't know what to do. And we say they got too many wives. But for them to make our khidmat is not an easy thing. We think we like big bosses. Our Shaykh says, Allah, and this is part of Islam. Islam is not just with regard to salah, with regard to our fasting. Islam is basic things at home. For myself, Hazrat says, you take off your dirty clothes in the bathroom, whatever, we just throw it on a floor, like our wives, our nannies. Hazrat says, we men have to learn and do a PhD, how to fold our dirty clothes. Allahu Akbar. And put it nicely in the linen bun, etc. So these simple things, we'll see a paper in our home also, we won't pick it up, that all, the wife must pick it up. So these simple things, so they have to make khidmat of the men. Then on top of making khidmat, they have to perform their salah, they have to make tilawah, they have to look after the children. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all this will bring noor in your life, will bring noor on your faces and beauty. So from this also we learn, we don't have to go to the beauty parlors of this world. Come into the beauty parlors of the real beauticians, that is the men of Allah. And beauty is skin deep as far as your outward is concerned. But as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a person to make our Islam very important is that we make our zikr. One is, you come in the company of the pious servants of Allah. They will prescribe to us simple things what to do. For example, to read 100 times daily, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, like a vacuum. How you clean your carpet, you vacuum one time, two times. Then, if your wife, she's so particular, she's vacuuming the carpet two, three times, you tell her, it's clean now, what's wrong with you? So our Hazrat says so beautifully, that's the vacuum of this world, Electrolux or whatever. Here, this is the vacuum of Allah. La ilaha illallah is Allah's vacuum. And Allah is telling us not one or two times, 100 times vacuum your heart. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Because the environment around us, you're going to the bazaar, you're going home, etc. That environment is all penetrating our hearts. So to clean that heart and take out everything and put Allah in the heart, you just do this 100 times every day. Your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I guarantee you forget on the day of Qiyamah. In this world your face will start shining. And people will say, oh, this is pious men. They'll ask you for du'as. They'll ask you to blow on them. And this was also in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba Rajam used to ask Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make dua for them, to blow in them. The water Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to drink, they used to drink after this. This is all that the barakat of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But that also we have to learn from our elders. We don't have to make ghulu and go, we become extravagant. Our deen is ummata wasata. We are a moderate ummat. That we don't go to any extremes. Like the Nasaras, they went to the extreme. They made their Nabi, they made him a God. They made him the son of God. Until today they don't know whether he is God, whether he is the son of God, whether he is the Holy Spirit, what it is. The Jews, they, Allahu Akbar, they killed so many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. The Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Nabi is the greatest personality, the greatest makhluk. But we keep our Nabi on the pedestal that Allah has kept him. The highest position, but not higher than Allah Ta'ala. Not even on the position of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is Allah. And this also you'll get from the sohbat of the pious servants. See, the person who had the greatest sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Although generally in the ummah at that time he wasn't regarded as the most learned at that time. But Allahu Akbar, he is ranked just because of sohbat, of company. One day Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, having in her heart hope that definitely this answer will be with regard to my father. She said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Who is that personality in my ummah who's got so many rewards like the stars in the sky? Allahu Akbar. You know how many millions and billions of stars there must be in the skies, we can't imagine. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was desiring, it's going to be my father. Obviously, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So now she was stunned. Then she said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then where is the position of my father? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your father's one night of hijrat is far more greater than all the rewards of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. And that is sohbat. Sohbat will give you such strength that you'll follow deen how it must be followed. And you won't be overtaken by occasions, by halats. Conditions are going to come. This is a world of conditions. A person, sometimes you lose your family, Allah Ta'ala save us all. And Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat salamat. Take us with also afiyat salamat. That we don't just get a sudden shock. That also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. And that is why Allah said, وَمَا أَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Oh, our beloved Nabi, we have sent you as a mercy unto mankind. Just one dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we ponder, we'll think what a mercy was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I just want to show that what the steadfastness sohbat will give you. And sohbat will keep you in level-headed. It won't let you go into hulu, extravagance. And this is what is called islah, to reform ourselves. That not while, sometimes we over-pious, so to say, and sometimes then we just, now Shaykh, we never meet him for many times. Now you're just down and you don't, no, remain, do what you have to do. Simple, do your zikr daily. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi says to become a pious servant of Allah is very simple. You just have to do what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnati muakkada, and stay away from sin. You are wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you didn't get tawfiq to read tahajjud, after that Allah gives you nurun ala nur, that will increase your connection. But this alone is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not so difficult, it's very easy. And this will come, your current will come, when you get connection. If you wire your whole house with all the wiring and you got the latest equipment, all the latest the technological equipment as far as your appliances are concerned, the best fridge, the best microwave, everything, nice fan, aircon, and you're taking your friends, everybody, your wife also, say, see our house. She gets so happy. She say, now on the aircon, it's so hot. You're oning the switch, nothing is coming. Why? She says, it's not connected to the main box. So you got all your wiring inside your house, but if it is not connected to the main box, you're not going to get. So we have to connect our hearts to the pious servants of Allah, and that is connected to the main kakadis, to the main powerhouse from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it comes down and this link carries on. That is our pious elders, our sheikh is connected to his sheikh, and this will carry on. A person on his own thinks that I want to just jump the ladder on your own, you'll break your neck. You'll this thing. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Rajna was the only personality, when imagine the greatest personality, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also had to leave this world and make parda, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his qabr. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is just in this world, we can't see him, but he's alive. Now imagine Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, Sahaba used to say to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Nabi of Allah, when we think we want to benefit with our iman, and we want to strengthen iman, we just come to Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we find you, we sit in your company, our iman grows. But in Jannat, where are you going to be, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Your position is so high. Where are we going to reach in Jannat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave such an answer. Sahaba who were gone in a trance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That a person with who you love, that will who you will be in Akhirat. If we love all this Western lifestyle, the swalam stars and all these, what even the word hero is a disgrace to put in front of such people. Yet these are heroes. Heroes were Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Heroes were our pious elders. And till today, look at the pious elders of our time. They are our heroes. Make them our heroes. And see, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world, then all the Sahaba were lost in their mind. The greatest difficulty, and every ummati till today, just to hear that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is left, is gone in parda, in veil in this world, that we can't see him, what hurt it comes to the heart of a true believer. At that time also, if you read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un, you'll get the same reward at the time when a person passes away. So Sahaba were in a trance, but we're not going into time, is almost up, we'll just end off now. That Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu was the only personality, he had the greatest pain in his heart, but he was under control. He was in his senses, he didn't lose his mind. He went straight onto the minbar and he reminded the Sahaba, which they, to their mind, that ayah didn't even come. Immediately he said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِمَّا تَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. That remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayat was revealed to him, he didn't keep it hidden. He told us that وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just a messenger of Allah. The other messengers came, he is the best of all, the greatest, but he is a messenger of Allah. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ رُسُولٌ. How many messengers came and they left? أَفَإِمْ مَاتَوْ قُتِلًا خَلَبْتُمَ لَا قَابِكُمْ. If they move away, you're going to turn your back away, you're going to turn your heels and go on to the wrong direction. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ قِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. If you turn your foot around and go in the wrong direction, my Shaykh is gone, my Ustad is gone, my father is gone, now you go on to the wrong direction, Allah says, فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. You won't cause harm to Allah. You're going to cause a great harm to yourself. So that time, and so beautifully our Dada Shaykh teaches us, that to go to the spot to Allah Ta'ala, there's two things. One is either you have to make sabr sometimes, one is you have to make shukr sometimes. Sometimes you have a nice time, you engage in your namaz, etc. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you're feeling little down, make sabr. Our work is not to do our zikr, our namaz for enjoyment. It is to obey the command of Allah. To be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala said, I'll just try and translate this ayat quickly and we'll end off, that to get time for some dua, etc. Because Allah ta'ala is telling us, for our islah, for our goodness in deen, in dunya, in akhirat, in this world, in this qabr, every split moment we are in need of Allah. No person on his own, even the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah, no person can enter Jannat without the mercy, without the kindness of Allah. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, said even me, but Allah has engulfed me in his mercy already. So to get the mercy of Allah, you can be the greatest wali. What you have to do? Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. One is to have the desire that I want to become the friend of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Our Dada Shaykh Al-Shah Hakim Aqtasab Rahmatullahi says that to become a Nabi, a Rasul of Allah, that is special. Allah has chosen. And the door of that is closed now. That the final Nabi was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is not permissible, it is haram to make dua that, oh Allah, make me a messenger, make me a Nabi, make me a Rasul. You shouldn't make that dua. But after Nabuwat, like in this world, you get your person, this one country, it ends here, the border. Then to the next country, which is just next to it, there's an empty land in between. Then the next country's border starts. So exactly the same, Nabuwat ends here, then there's a sort of small space empty, then the stage of Wilayat and Siddiqiyat, the highest stage to be the friend of Allah, that Allah has kept open for everybody. Everybody and anybody, you don't need qualification to be an alim, a hafiz, anything. Nurun ala nur. If you make an effort for that stage to become the friend of Allah, and you're an alim, and you're a hafiz, then what can you say? That is something special favors of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, all of you are registered beggars in the court of Allah. 24 hours we are the beggars of Allah. So we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala said that everybody has to make his tazkiyah, his spiritual reformation. And tazkiyah actually means to be clean. It's a natural thing. Everybody wants to be clean. of outward dirt. If you are a human being, you want to be clean. So who doesn't want to clean his heart? More important is that our heart should be clean. And it should be purified from all the worst. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says that kufr, shirk and bid'at and all sins, they are rids, they are filth. There's no time to go into that. It's worse than stool. It's worse than urine. It's worse than the worst filth. It's worse than all the worst sicknesses in the world. But because we can't see it, it's inside, we don't realize how filthy and dirty it is. But when you stay in that type of environment, you stay in a dirty, filthy environment, like certain people, shame, Allah save us and grant all easiness and tawfiq. You see the street, people who sleep in the street, they are so dirty, filthy, they don't feel anything. They're immune to that. It's like they live a natural life. So we shouldn't, our spiritual, our heart also, shouldn't live in bad environments. Then you encourage you to see pornography, it's nothing. You enjoy it. You enjoy filth. Can you imagine a person who enjoys to play with stool, who will enjoy to rub filth and dirt on his body? Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali gives the example of such person. He says there was a bangi, a person who cleans the toilets. He was going past a nice itar shop. Beautiful itar was smelling. The moment he passed there, he just came by the door of that shop, he fell unconscious. The itar man got worried. He brought all the best itar. He's putting at his nose that he can jump up. The more he's putting, this man, nothing is happening to him. All the people around, what happened? They say this man fell unconscious. They all surrounded and they're trying to revive him. They just can't. One other bangi, his friend, was going past. He says, what happened? He says, this man, he fell down. He saw, oh, he said, this is my friend. He say, we're putting itar, he's not coming. He say, he won't come right late. I'll make him right just now. He went to the toilet, he took a tissue, he brought the worst old stool, stinking. He brought it, he put it at his nose, and he jumped up. So people say, what happened? He says, that's what he loves in that dirty environment, so he enjoys dirt. So worse than that, wallah, if we live in sin, then we don't think of correcting our lives. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come in my ummah that the dirt, the filth, that is sin and bad, that will be regarded as something good. Bad people will be regarded as good. Today our boys also, you tell them, you are Maulana, you are Sufi, they say, don't call me Maulana. But you see on their cars, on their bags, what they write, our Sheikh says, the dirty dozen, we the bad boys. No, we must be, and somebody call you Maulana, even you not, say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah raised me amongst them. So what, who you are? So Allah says, we are beggars. We should beg Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. And because a beggar needs his begging bowl, Allah gave us our begging bowl. Anytime, middle of the night also, just lift your hands and beg Allah. Oh Allah, please make my Islam. Purify my heart, oh Allah. Take me out from the wrong environment. Now, make that little effort. Allah says further in this ayat so beautifully, Imam Sahib read last night also in the Isha Namaz, that wala taziru waziratu wizra ukhra. Now don't just dream just by making dua alone. Allah's system in this world, you have to use the means. Take the medicine that is come in the company of the pious servant of Allah. And not like the Christians believe that their Nabi died for your sins. No, Allah says wala taziru waziratu wizra ukhra. Each one is going to stay in his own qabr. And each one has to carry his own burden on the day of Qiyamah. So we each one, as Hazrat says, we go to the Qabristan, but there also we're not thinking, if I'm in a Qabristan, if I'm in that Qabr, what's going to happen? We rather talking about soccer, we rather talking about business, and when we leave, we're not thinking, now that man, is he going to be firm? He's not. We have to be making dua for ourselves. So this dua for our Islam, that little effort, just come in the company of the pious servants, connect yourself, then, and to take bath is a great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sahaba, they did whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, they did. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, you doing this? They said, Alhamdulillah, we're doing this, it's benefiting us. So this is how a person will progress. And Allah Ta'ala finally says so beautifully, this ayah, this ruku is so beautiful. If we just discuss it, it will tear our hearts apart. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَن تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِ. This tazkiyah is for each and every individual. It is farz-e-ain. Every person has to make his tazkiyah to become a pious servant of Allah. But so beautifully our dada, our great Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi says, as you make your tazkiyah, you realize the purity of Allah. Allah is so pure. And me, I'm just filth and dirt. I'm just filth. Whatever hole is in our body, what comes out? Only filth and dirt. So the more you recognize Allah, you recognize yourself. And you'll make dua, Allah, you are pure, you are subhan. I am filthy and dirty, what your honor of purity, please purify me, O Allah. So the more you make your tazkiyah, nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That to become pious is faraz. But just to regard yourself that I'm also pious, this is haram. And this is called ujub. One is to have pride that I'm better than everybody else. You look down. One is to think, no, I'm also, everybody is pious here, but I'm also pious. That we'll only know in the qabr. We have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have hope in the mercy of Allah, but we have to be worried and fearful till we don't go into the qabr. So Allah ta'ala says, if you make your tazkiyah, it will benefit you yourself. And you will see the enjoyment of life you get in this world already. You won't think I'm going for enjoyment, going to a party. You come back from the party, you tell your mother, your wife, give me 2 panados. I got a headache. So what party is that? In Jannat, la fiya hawlu, wa la mana yunzafun. You won't have headaches there. You won't have lies there. You won't have people who thrill you today with lies. Jannat is just enjoyment. Jannat is just salamun qawlam bi rabbir rahim. Salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So respected elders and friends, we are so fortunate that we are supposed to be going to the spiritual hospitals. The men of Allah, they are concerned for our Islam, for our reformation, and time is moving. We don't have to pass time. Allah says, well, us, as we heard last night from our Shaykh, time is moving. If we think, no, I'm still young, when I get old, today go to the Qabristan and you'll see the ages of people, all under 40. And even lower than that. So don't think I'm a young boy. I'll just end off with the story. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullahi, was going past with his friends and he had to read Asr Namaz. He came to one village. Now they want to read Asr Namaz and make the wuzu. But there was no rope, no bucket. So now they were parishan. One young girl was sitting one side. So he saw her. So she looked at him. She said, uncle, what's wrong? He said, do you want to make wuzu? So there's no bucket, no rope. So she came, she spat into the water. The water came up like a fountain. So they were shocked. They made wuzu. They read their namaz. After that, they asked her, why? What amal you do? She says, my mother doesn't let me sleep every night till I don't read 1,000 times durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asked her that, why are you not playing with the other friends? He thought she can't afford some toys or what. So he'll buy for her. So she said, no, did Allah send us in the world to play? He said, no, but you are a small child, you're still immature, you can play. She said, I'm scared. I see when my mother makes fire, she first breaks small pieces of wood and then she lights the fire with it. Then when the fire is burning, she puts the bigger pieces and the coal. So Allah mustn't put me first in Jannah. That's a very high stage, but from this also we learn, don't give our children toys, all these PlayStations, these type of games which makes their mind clogged, then they don't like the company of the pious servants. So let us correct our lives of our family, our lives of our relatives, friends, and make niyat for the whole ummah. And we have to beg Allah, make dua, company of the pious servants, then what they teach us, make our zikr regularly, and try our best. We make mistakes, we fall, make istighfar, make tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah's doors is wide open. And if we don't do, time is going past, and if we don't take cognizance, Allah says, hatta. All of a sudden, malakul maut will strike you, then you won't know when to turn. You'll ask for time, there'll be no time. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, after supper, then our Shaykh's bayan, we should try and listen attentively with the intention of practicing and making our Islam becoming the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah.